Hi there, Latanya.
This is she.
Hi there, Latanya. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards for the baby formula lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great as well. Thanks for asking. By any chance, have you or a loved one ever had a premature baby who was given baby formula and was later diagnosed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. And then, what was your baby diagnosed with? Latanya, what was your baby diagnosed with, if you don't mind me asking?
Yes, give me just a second. I'm checking my patient out. I'm getting
Oh,
ready to go on my
I'm
lunch break.
sorry.
I
Yeah.
am so
Take
sorry.
it. No, it's okay. You don't gotta
I told
apologize.
them to let you know that I'm going on lunch here in about 15 minutes, but I guess it's been 15.
Okay, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, have a good day. Okay, I'm ready.
All righty. Yeah, what was your premature baby diagnosed with?
NEC, it's
NEC? I see. Necrotizing enterocolitis?
encephalitis.
It's really hard to pronounce, I
Oh
know.
my gosh.
No worries. And then what was your baby's gestational age at birth? How many weeks?
He was you mean his weight?
Yeah, no, not weight at birth. How many weeks gestational age at birth? Like
32 weeks.
32
I had him
weeks.
at 32 weeks.
Okay, 32 weeks. And then do you remember your baby's weight at birth?
He was 3 pounds, 6 ounces.
3 pounds, 6 ounces. Thank you for confirming that. And then you already confirmed he was diagnosed with NEC. And then what's your baby's date of birth?
2/9/15.
And then do you remember the formula your baby was given? The baby formula?
Similac.
Similac? I see. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the baby formula lawsuit? All right. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, Ms. Johnson?
No.
No worries. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation at advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, aka you haven't signed documents with another law firm, is that correct?
No.
All righty. So you are willing to confirm. And then it's saying what was the injured party diagnosed with? Necrotizing enterocolitis. And then I'm really sorry to hear that. And then the next question it's asking what injuries has your baby sustained after the NEC? Was it ongoing gastrointestinal or other bowel conditions, intestinal like colon, the intestines, scarring or
Yes,
strictures in
he
the
had
intestines.
like veins in his tight stomach, like visible dark veins and things like that.
Oh,
The
and then
blood in his stool.
bloody. Oh, okay. Other bowel conditions like ongoing gan. Okay, I see. I'm really sorry to hear that. Oh. Poor baby. And then, do you have any medical records showing proof of the diagnosis or injuries?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And then it's saying, on what date was your baby diagnosed?
Shoot.
It's okay. Was it like a you know a
February 25th, 15.
February?
It was like 15 to 17 days after birth. 17 days, about 17 days. It was hot up in here.
Yeah, I can do the math for you here. So you said about like 70 days, huh?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Let me turn. I'm hungry.
All right. So like February 26th. Yeah, you're actually right. Yeah.
Something like that. Let me
It's
get this patient checked
okay.
out.
Take your time. I'll fill this out here for you while you do that. Take your time. So diagnosing February 26th. 2015.
I'm going to tell my patient. Give me just a sec.
Yeah, take your time.
Oh, okay. That's a good one because summer's coming. So what we'll do is waiting on Don. I'll call you before the end of the day with both those dates, okay? All right. You're welcome. Have a good day. Okay.
Okay, no worries. And then the next question, was your baby diagnosed with NEC prior to being given formula, or was it after he was given the formula?
After.
Oh, wait, we're like, he was like, okay, diagnosed after fed. It was, he was fed the baby formula, and then he was diagnosed, right? Like, he was fed the formula first, and then he was diagnosed, I see.
Mm-hmm. Hungry.
No worries. Okay, so diagnosed after fed the formula. I'm sorry, I'm going to try to speed this up because I know you're in a little rush here. And then it's saying, how long after being fed the formula was your baby diagnosed with NEC? Was it within 7 days, over 7 days? And it was over 7 days, right? We said it was like 17 days after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so over 7 days. And then it's saying, what is the name or address of the facility where your baby was diagnosed with the NEC? You remember the hospital name where your baby was diagnosed?
It was the Marion County Public Health Department.
And then you said that was Marianne?
Marion, like Marion.
Can you spell that out for me? I'm sorry about that.
M-A-R-I-O-N.
Oh, okay. I see it. Marion. And then what's after that? I'm sorry.
County. Public health department.
Thank you for that.
Come on, lady. Sound like y'all just as busy over there as I am over here.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, we work with a lot of lawsuits over here as well, yeah. We try to help out as much people as we can. So I got a Miriam County Health Department. Where is that located? That
it's 3838 North Rule Street.
3838 North
Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205. The reviewing of the test is on 2/27/1 p.m. Okay, so thank you.
Oh, you even know that. You even know the address. Okay, that's going to come in handy because okay, let me see Indiana. I see it here. Yeah, I came up right away. Thank you so much for that. Okay, thank you, Don.
All right.
Thanks. Alrighty, I got it right here in the department. What's the name? And then was he born there as well? Is that the same hospital where he was born?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so let me fill that out for you, okay? And then the address I have, 3838 North Rural Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46205.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you for that.
She got her down.
Alrighty, and then it's asking what brand of formula was used, and it was Similac, if I recall, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And then it's saying who is filing this claim? It would be mother, of course, correct?
Mom, yes.
Mother, thank you for that. And then it's asking, is your loved one still living?
Yes.
Thank God, that would be a yes.
Amen,
exactly. And then does the caller have authority to sign on behalf of the injured party? That would be a yes, of course, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. And then is the client a citizen of the United States?
He is.
All right, thank you. And then that would be both of you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. And then I already asked this question. I already wrote it down. It was 32 weeks. It's asking what was the gestational age at birth? That was 32 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Alrighty. And then it's asking, did your baby become diagnosed with NEC while still in the hospital, or did they leave and come back? Did your baby never leave the hospital when he was diagnosed?
No, he was in the NICU for 40-plus days after.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Okay, so he was diagnosed at the hospital, never left. And then it's asking, what is the injured state of birth? And I already have it here, February
9th. They got you asking 12 questions over and over at the same time.
I know. Yeah. It's like, then I apologize.
Like
I'm
me.
Apologizing in advance. Let me actually apologize
here.
In advance, okay?
No worries.
Oh, gosh, you're funny. You're over here like, I do that over here as well, so I can relate.
God. The patient gets so upset with me,
yeah,
but that's what they tell us to do.
Exactly. All righty, bear with me here. All right, 2015. And I'm guessing your baby's 9 years old right now, correct?
Mm-hmm. He'll be okay. 10 next month.
About to be 10, okay. So he's 9 currently. All righty. And then it's asking, do you have a birth certificate?
Yes.
All righty. And this is just a referral question. Do you know any other, like, friends, family, or loved ones who were also fed the formula and were later diagnosed?
I'm going to call and ask my sisters and one of my cousins, because she had a baby right after me, too.
Okay.
So I'm going to call and see.
Okay, I'll put that down here.
If they use Similac or... Let's see.
Sister. Make sure. Okay. And then at the end of the call, you'll have my direct number. So feel free to give my direct number to anyone who may need it, okay? So
okay.
Right now, okay. So right now I'm going to put not applicable, so you don't know anyone at the moment, but I will be providing my direct number afterwards.
Okay,
no worries.
Sure.
No worries. And then for the recorded line, can you please confirm the injured party gender, your baby's gender?
He's a male.
Male, thank you for that.
Can you believe the things that's going on in the world? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
No, exactly. No, I get that a lot. No worries.
Oh, my God.
I get that a lot. Can I have the spelling of your baby's first name, please?
It's M-A-K-H. A-I.
Sims. Oh.
S-I-M-S.
So you said it was M-A-K-H-A-I?
Uh-huh.
And then what's, is that it?
Sims, S-I-M-S, his last name.
Oh, that's his last name. Okay, it ends like that. The first name ends as M-A-K-H-A-I, and then the last name is Sims?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. S-I-M-S.
She did schedule the echo.
Thank you for that. And then does your baby have a middle name so I can put the initial here for your baby?
It's L.
L? Okay, thank you for that. And then does your baby have, like, any suffix in his name, like a junior, senior, the third, the second?
No.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up the medical records, can you please provide me with your baby's social security? And if you don't feel safe giving me the full social, you can always just give me the last four, okay?
Hold on a sec. I have to go to my email and find it for you.
Yeah, take your time. Mm-hmm. I'll wait here.
Okay. I got four, so you know how that goes. Trying to remember all of them.
It's okay. Yeah, that, my mother's the same. Got four of us.
It's 9478 is his last four digits.
9478. Okay, so I got 9478. Okay, thank you for that. And mm-hmm. then I have the spelling of your first name here as LATANYA.
Mhm.
All right. And then is your last name Johnson?
That's correct.
And that is J-O-H. N-S-O-N?
Yes.
All righty. Thank you for that. Let me put it down here for you. Thank you. And then is there any middle name on here that I should put down here for you? Like, should put down here the initial?
M is fine.
M? Okay.
I'm coming. Give me just a second.
And then what is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widow?
Single.
Thank you. And then for the recorded line, can I please confirm your gender for me, please? I know.
I'm a female.
Thank you. All righty. And I apologize. And again, for you as well, can I please provide me with your social security? And if you don't feel safe, like I said, please provide me with the last four.
9064.
9064. Thank you for that. And then can I please have your date of birth?
8687.
So I got 8-6-1987.
That's correct.
Thank you so much. And then I already have an email here on file. I have LATANYAJ1987@iCloud.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And then I have a primary phone number here on file already, 317-657-7144. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. And then is this a mobile phone number?
It is.
All righty. With me here. All right. And then what's going to happen, we're almost done here. After we're done here, I'm going to hit the submit button. It's going to send some documents over that require some signatures. After you sign those documents, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you. What's the best contact preference for you? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email from the attorneys?
A text message is good.
A text message is good. And then what's the best time of day, morning, afternoon, or evening to expect that text message?
Afternoon between 11 and 1, I can kind of like get a good lunch, but other time after 4.
Okay. Unfortunately, I can put that in the additional notes, but unfortunately on this section, it just says best time of day, and it just says morning, afternoon, or evening.
Evening.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. And then can you please provide me with your home address?
237 White Lake Drive.
White Lake Drive?
Yes, three words. White Lake, L-I-C-K, Drive.
Got you. Alrighty. And then is that in Elizabethtown, North Carolina?
No, it's in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana, I don't know why. Yep, you told me. I don't know why. It came up right here and auto-populated it. Give me a second here. I don't know why it's not populating it here. Okay, let me see here. So 237. Oh, yeah. Okay. So 237 White Lake Drive. What's after
no,
Drive?
No. Lick, L-I-C-K.
Oh, I see why. Wait, lack, like L-A-C-K?
No, L-I-C-K.
Oh, Lick Drive.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Now that's why it wasn't populating. White Lick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. It auto-populated right away. That's my fault. I apologize. And is this a home address? Is this a house or is there like an apartment letter or number or unit number?
No, it's a home.
It's a house, okay. And then it's asking, do you have any official documents to show that you are part of the attorney? But that would be just a yes since you're just a mother. It shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, alrighty, mother's full name. I already have it here. Latanya Johnson. Where's me here? Alrighty. And then it's asking for the father's full name. Would you like to provide that here?
No.
Alrighty.
It's cold.
Alrighty. Bear with me here. Alright, thank you for that. And then were there any of the following issues during your pregnancy? Any hypertensive disease, tobacco use, illicit drug use, placental efficiency, delayed cord cramping, HIV, AIDS, none of the above, of course, correct?
No.
Okay. And then was the child born premature? That would be a yes. And then in what state was the injured party born in? And that was Indiana, of course?
Yes.
And then was your child diagnosed with in the NICU?
Yes.
Yes, that would be a yes. And then if your child was in the NICU, can you please list the approximate dates, like the admission date and the discharge date? I know this is kind of a while back. And I can help with that as well because this was a while back.
9 days. And then...
So the day he was born would be that admission date, right? It would be February 9th?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be that admission date, February 9th. Put that down here. And then when was he discharged? You said it was like...
After he completed his treatment.
Okay. Do you recall what month that was in?
April 2015.
Okay. Would you want me to put down the 1st of April since you're unsure?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, April 20th. 20th. It was about, yeah.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for that. April 20th. All right. Mm-hmm. And it's just asking for your baby's weight, but I already have it here. It was 3 pounds and 6 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. 6 ounces.
What y'all order?
From Chicken Salad Kit.
Yeah, I do like that chicken salad with the fruit.
Or,
mm-hmm. I like Chicken Taylor.
Yeah, that's good too.
Uh-huh. Hi there, LaTanya. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's asking for the usage start date and the usage end date when your baby was taking the baby formula. I'm guessing the start date would be when he was born, right? Would it be February 9th for the usage for the start date?
Yes. Okay, they got to cut it out with asking these same questions over and over again.
I know. I'm sorry. And then how long was it like that your baby was using the formula? Was it a day before he got diagnosed when he stopped drinking the baby formula?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, because he was diagnosed 17 days after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
the March
25th.
Yeah.
No, because he was diagnosed in February 26th, so like he stopped drinking the baby formula like what, the 25th?
Okay. It's working me up.
It's okay. I know. I'm sorry. It's a lot of questions. It's just, I know. We're almost done here, I promise you. So I got the usage date here was February 9th, 2015. That was, like, of course, when he was born, he was taking the baby formula. And then the usage end date when he stopped taking the baby formula was the day one day before he was diagnosed, which was February 25th of 2015, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No worries. Thank you for that. I apologize. We're almost done here. And then it's saying, what was the time between usage and injury? And it was 17 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. All right. It's saying, was your child fed a formula, a fortifier? It was a formula, of course. I put yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then... did your child have any of the following symptoms after using the cow-based milk formula? I'm going to just name all the symptoms I have here, okay? Low body
mm-hmm.
temperature, green vomit, apnea,
mm-hmm.
hypotension,
mm-hmm.
Bradycardia.
Cardia.
Okay, I'll put that one down. And then I have swollen, red, tender belly.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have trouble feeding, constipation, diarrhea mm-hmm. or dark bloody stools. Was that one of them as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you for that. I'm sorry. We're almost done. And then I believe I even asked this. I don't know why. Okay. Do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party? And that would be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then how would you be able to? Yeah. And then the most important question there would just be, you know, those medical records exist. And that would be a yes, of course.
Yes.
And then can you please provide these medical records by mail or electronically? What would be the best way for you to provide it to the attorneys? Like, if you were to able to obtain them, what would be the best? Yeah, no, if you were to be able to obtain them, what would be the best method for you to provide these to the attorneys? Would it be mail or electronically or both?
Mail, yeah.
Okay.
Be mail.
No worries.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And then what treatments, medical procedures did your baby undergo due to NEC? Is it any antibiotics, blood transfusion?
Yeah.
And that would be a yes for the blood transfusion
mm-hmm.
or the antibiotics?
Biotics.
Oh, antibiotics. Okay. And then...
like a three-hour process.
No, this is the last question here, okay? Last two questions here. And then it's asking, when was your baby last treated for the NEC, any related issues? We just need the year. We just... we don't need the exact date, but just the year is what's required here. When was your baby last treated for any NEC-related issues?
Last?
Yeah, would it be that 2015 still? Or would
it's still 2015. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see. So it would be 2015 still. And then do you recall what month? I'll keep put the first of that month because I know it was long ago.
March.
March? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. All righty. All right. So just a diagnosing doctor name and treating doctor name, and we should be good here. Do you recall the diagnosing doctor name who diagnosed your baby? If you don't, the facility name should be good here.
Okay. Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay. No worries. The diagnosing facility I have here, you already provided that.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Marion County Health Department, right, where he was diagnosed?
Mm-hmm.
I have everything here. No worries. Sorry about that. Let me just do this here quickly for you.
Mm-hmm. Good gosh. Wasted stuff.
Make a mess, Tanya.
Got it.
Alrighty, just putting this in. And then after this, I believe the last question should just be the emergency contact. So bear with me here. Yeah. So we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically,
okay.
We only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact number?
No, I always have my phone on me.
Okay, no worries. I'll put NA, not applicable. Thank you for that.
Okay. Are we done? Because I'm on my way in the meeting.
Yeah, we are done here. So the law firm that's going to be representing you would be A4D. I'll be texting you my direct number, all the attorney information, and then
okay.
And then I'll text you. And if you have any questions on signing the documents, I can help you out. Okay. On that.
Awesome.
All right. I'll let
you
go because I know you're busy. Okay. I'll be sending those documents over to you right now. Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, LaTanya. All right, you have a great day.
You too, boss.